thank you, choir, very much. I could have all the kids come down front. Now, I always think church is better. I think Pastor Matt should do this. If we get a snack while he talks. So I'm going to start these over here. Take one, pass it around. You guys want to start? Ollie, you want to? Actually, do I have some older kids? Maybe Allie, you can start some donuts. Oh, Matt can help. Can you pass these out? Just take one and start passing them out to friends. I have napkins if you guys need one. Take one and pass it around. Yep. Here, Jack, you want to start passing these around? I don't know about you adults. I think it would be easier sometimes to come to church with snacks. So I figured we would do this. We would have some snacks this morning. Do I have all the kids up front? Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started. Does everybody have one? The donuts fell. It's okay. They're clean. Just put them back. There's more up here. Here they come. Awesome. I think back in the back, Matt needs one. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you guys a story today that my friend Sally Ratliff told me a couple weeks ago. And it is about a gardener. Now, this gardener had a garden, and he went out and he planted seeds. He loved his garden. He watered his seeds. He pulled all the weeds. He sheltered it from the sun. He really, really took care of his garden because he loved it so very much. Well, he went out one day, and there was a little sprout around, and he got real excited. Went back out a couple weeks later, and he found a pumpkin. So he pulled that pumpkin off the vine, and he brought it inside, and he said, "This is such a pretty pumpkin, but there's some dirt on it, so I better clean off the dirt." So he cleaned off the pumpkin dirt, and he said, "Oh, my goodness, look how beautiful my pumpkin is." But then he thought for a minute, and he thought, "I bet there's dirt inside. I bet there's yucky stuff inside this pumpkin." So he cut off the top. And what do you think is inside of this thing? Goo. Gross, yucky goo. And the farmer said, "My pumpkin's so beautiful on the outside, but it's got all this grossness inside. So I got to get all this grossness out." And this is pretty gross, you guys. I won't lie. And he cleaned it all out, and he said, Now my pumpkin is as beautiful on the inside as it is on the outside." He thought for a little while and thought, and he said, "What can I do to make this pumpkin even prettier?" That's what he decided. So he carved out some eyes. You did, and he carved out a nose, and he carved out a big, toothy grin. Now, I'm not going to lie to you guys. This is the first time I've ever carved a pumpkin in my whole life. And he made a beautiful face. And he said, "Now, everybody can see how pretty my pumpkin is. But guess what he forgot in his pumpkin? A light. He forgot to put the light in. So he lit a candle and he put the light in. And he said, now the whole world can see my pumpkin, whether it's dark out, whether it's sunny out, my pumpkin is shining. My light is shining. Well, how does that relate to us being Christians? Just like the gardener, God loves us so, so very much. He takes care of us, he provides for us, and he loves us. When the time is right, he brings us in, get all cleaned up, but we still sometimes have yucky stuff inside. Now, we all have guts and grossness inside, but sometimes we have other things inside. Is there anybody here that's maybe committed a sin? Is there anybody here that maybe hit their sister? Anybody here that maybe took the last piece of cake, and when mom said it was the last piece, who ate it? Said, not me. Was there anybody here on a spelling test that maybe just looked over a little bit? Well, that's some yucky stuff inside of us. But guess what? We got the most amazing gift. We got the gift of Jesus Christ. God sent his son for us to forgive us of those sins. So once we can be forgiven of all those sins, all that yucky stuff comes out. And what do we have? A happy face! A happy face! Now, how do we get a light inside of us? You are just dying. Go ahead. The light of Jesus Christ. So is it a light that we can share with friends? Yeah. Is it a light that shines in the dark?
Yeah.
Is it a light that shines during the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's the light of Jesus Christ. And I want to read you a piece of scripture from my third grade Bible. You saw these at your school? It's from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. For God, who said, let the light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. So we can go out and share our light, can't we? We can invite friends to church. We can tell them about Christ. We can share our light, and we don't have to mess with the yucky stuff. So thank you guys all. I have pumpkins for everybody here. We have little bags that we're going to hand out because I want you guys all to remember this. Do you guys think you can tell a friend about our story about the farmer?
Yeah.
And about the light? Okay. I'm going to pray for us, and then we'll hand out the bags, and you guys can all go back and sit down. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for these children, for this church, and for your story. God, we just ask that you're with us, that you let us shine our light for all to see. It's in your son's precious name we pray. Amen.